Poet and scholar Sarah Valentine lived the American story of race and racism in a very unusual way. She was raised as white by two white parents. She grew up mostly in Wexford, where because of her skin tone, people sometimes took her as black. At age 27, she confronted her mother about her parentage and learned that her biological father was African American. Now she has written a memoir titled When I Was White. She spoke with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll.
You were suspicious even when you were younger that there was something you weren't being told about your heritage or your family. That's true, right?
Yeah. When I was growing up, I always realized I was different because people outside of my family would always comment on it. So I knew there was something going on, but I wasn't quite sure, especially because I never got that kind of attention from my family.
Once you knew that you were black, you write about wondering if your own behavior would change. Could you talk about that for a minute?
As someone who grew up as white, I had internalized so many media stereotypes and so much outsider information about what it meant to be black or African American. And I thought, well, if I've lived as a white person, is there something that will automatically change about how I am or how I interact with people? And I, of course, quickly realized that that was not the case. Eventually, I just became a lot more comfortable with being myself in the world, and that includes all of the identities that I encompass.
And you write in the book along those lines about, you know, how this affected your experience with your family, the very family that had lied to you about your ancestry. And you write at one point, why couldn't we, meaning your family, have the same experiences as a family without pretending I was white?
Yeah, that was a question that was very important to me because in so many ways I did have a normal, happy childhood and upbringing, and I always felt loved and accepted by my family. Looking back then, I thought, well, why was it necessary to maintain this silence around the fact that I was African American? What was it about that truth that seemed so unspeakable, or, you know, would it shatter this happy family that we were? And that was really troubling to me.
After you learned about that your father was black, you even as you tried to form sort of a new identity as a black person, you also found yourself having to reckon with the white identity you grew up with. And you talk about how you were realizing you were complicit in whiteness and white oppression then. Can you talk about that aspect?
That was one of the most difficult of the reckoning that you talk about that I had to do with my own identity as all these new revelations came to light, was the fact that I had internalized the racism that was both explicit and implicit around me when I was growing up, that I had a lot of anti-black racism that I directed outward and that informed my worldview and who I was in the world.
Do you think your story has any lessons for, you know, how we talk about race as a society?
One of the big lessons for me was that race and the topic of race shouldn't be taboo. It shouldn't be something that, as difficult as it is and as uncomfortable it may be for white people especially to address because of our country's history with racism. Another lesson I learned in terms of what it meant for me to be African American and having this rather unique experience of being raised white in a white family with all of the white cultural traditions that I had and none of that being African American was that there are as many ways to be black and as many variations to that identity as there are black people in the world. I've heard a lot of stories from other people who talk about also feeling not black enough for some reason, which was an anxiety that I had a lot and still have to some extent. But I've also come to realize that, you know, my identity is as valid as anyone else's. It may just be different.
That was Sarah Valentine talking with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll. Valentine's memoir is titled When I Was White. She lives in Carson City, Nevada.